Okay, so you need to get nice and comfy for this. So uncross your legs, put things on the floor. Let's come into being ready to experience stillness. And there's lots of ways into this, but let's do this way. Let's use a visualization. We haven't really done too much around visualization. So let's imagine we're all sat around a lake, but it would be a small lake. So perhaps I say pond, and it's a nice clean pond. So let's imagine we are literally on the banks of it, and I want you to imagine that the pond is quite turbulent. So there's a wind blowing, and let's imagine there's trees somewhere around here, around the bank behind us maybe, and there's quite a lot of movement in the trees. So the leaves and the branches are moving around quite a bit, and you know how that goes with water. It kind of makes it choppy, and there's quite a. So I'd like you to look at the water and just see that the surface is quite wavy, and that underneath there's quite a lot of turbulence. So the silt, all the stuff from the bottom, is actually churned up, so that you actually can't see into the depths of the pond. The pond is quite deep, but it all seems quite murky. So just noticing how that is, and feeling the wind move around you, move across the lake, and let's get interested in what happens when the wind starts to die down. So there is a bit of a reduction in the movement, in all the different waves and eddyings that are going on in the body of the water. So you're observing things starting to wind down, and the trees are making less noise, and there's not too much movement in the air around you. And let's imagine that there's another level of decrease in activity. So that the lake becomes considerably calmer, and the surface starts to look like it's flatter. The light starting to shine on it, reflect from it in a more coherent way. Trees died down completely, there's hardly any movement from the trees, and then suddenly the wind stops completely. And now let's really observe the body of water. Let's see what happens. All the choppiness goes. And more importantly, underneath, all the different currents and turbulence within the body of water starts to slow down. And not just the surface, but the depth of the water starts to become still. And you notice the sediment, the silt, beginning to settle. So that bit by bit, you can see into the pond, until eventually the sediment settles right down to the very bottom, and you can see all the way through. The water is clean and clear. And then there's this moment where all of it is not moving. There is absolute stillness of fluid. And see how that affects you. See that how that affects your body of fluids, how it changes your state, to a less turbulent one. And as the pond influences your body fluid, it goes still within, so all your fluids are still. And if your fluids are still, what does that feel like? All the tissue fields, all the structures will start to follow suit. So inevitably, the nervous system will do just the same. It'll mimic the fluid. Your muscles and fascia will follow too. So will your bones and your heart and your lungs and all of your digestion. It'll all be influenced through the still waters. So let's sit with the stillness and notice how still and transparent that makes you. Notice the rest and the vitality that naturally emerges. If you notice your mind starting to get busy, I'd like you to invite your nervous system, your brain, into the fluids, but bathe it. Let all structures dissolve in the fluid stillness. And let the stillness deepen. Just open up to another layer of stillness that is within the fluid. There's an even deeper stillness to access, which is bigger than the body. It's a stillness that's behind all things. Out of which life has come. Just let yourself reside in that. Notice if your system wants to come out of it. Just see if you can gently invite it back into the stillness. Just coax your body and mind into the fluid state. So that you can rest and float in it. Let go into the stillness. Let the stillness support you. Stay with it for another minute or so. Just over the next minute, starting to orient back to the space around you, and come back into motion. And let go of the intention.